Chapter 4, Section 2, The Simplest Matter, from the Reading Essentials book. What you'll learn. You'll learn about elements in the periodic table. You'll learn what the atomic mass and atomic number are. You'll learn what an isotope is. And you'll learn about metals, metalloids, and nonmetals. Highlighting. As you read, highlight the main ideas under each heading. After you finish reading, review the main ideas of the lesson. Before you read, have you ever taken something apart to see what it was made of? Describe a time when you did this. Read to learn. The elements. An element is matter made of only one kind of atom. For example, gold is made of only gold atoms. At least 115 elements are known. About 90 elements are found naturally on Earth. For example, oxygen, nitrogen, and gold. Some elements are not found in nature. These are called synthetic elements. Synthetic elements are used in smoke detectors and heart pacemaker batteries. The periodic table. How would you find a certain book in a library? If you look at the books on the shelves as you walk past, you probably wouldn't find the book you want. Libraries organize the books to help you quickly find the ones you want. Scientists organize information about the elements too. They created a chart called the periodic table of the elements. Each element in the chart has a chemical symbol. The symbols have 1 to 3 letters. The symbol for oxygen is O. The symbol for aluminum is Al. Scientists all over the world use these chemical symbols. How are elements listed in the periodic table, page 63? The periodic table has rows and columns that show how the elements relate to one another. The elements are grouped by their properties. The rows go from left to right and are called periods. The elements in a period have the same number of energy levels. The columns go up and down are called groups. The element in a group have similar properties related to their structures. They also tend to form similar bonds. The figure may help you remember the difference between periods and groups in the periodic table. Identifying characteristics. Each element is different and has unique properties. These differences can be described by looking at the relationships between the atomic particles, or parts of the atoms, in each element. Numbers in the periodic table describe these relationships. What is the atomic number of an element? The figure shows the periodic table block for chlorine. The symbol for chlorine is Cl. The number at the top, 17, is the atomic number for chlorine. The atomic number is the number of protons in the nucleus of each atom of an element. So every chlorine atom has 17 protons in its nucleus. Each element in the periodic table has a different atomic number. This means that each element has a different number of protons in its nucleus. What is an isotope? The atomic number, or number of protons in the nucleus, is always the same for an element. But the number of neutrons in the nucleus is not always the same. For example, some chlorine atoms have 18 neutrons and some have 20 neutrons. Chlorine-35 is a chlorine atom that has 18 neutrons. Chlorine-37 has 20 neutrons. These two chlorine atoms are isotopes. Isotopes are atoms of the same element that have different numbers of neutrons. Picture this, page 63 in the right column. Locate number 2. To help you remember the location of periods and groups in the periodic table, draw an arrow pointing left and right through period. Then draw an arrow pointing up and down through group. Picture this, number 3, locate. Circle the atomic number for chlorine in the periodic table block. Reading check, number 4, define. What does the atomic number of an atom represent? Page 64, what is a mass number? You can refer to a certain isotope by using its mass number. An atom's mass number is the number of protons plus the number of neutrons in its nucleus. Look at the table below. Chlorine 35 has a mass number of 35 because the number of protons plus the number of neutrons equals 35. The isotope is named chlorine 35 because its mass number is 35. Every particle in the nucleus adds to the mass of an atom. So if an atom has more neutrons, its mass is greater. If it has fewer neutrons, its mass is less. The mass of chlorine 37 is greater than the mass of chlorine 35. Hydrogen is the first element in the periodic table. Hydrogen has three isotopes with mass numbers of 1, 2, and 3 shown below. Every hydrogen atom always has one proton. Each isotope has a different number of neutrons. So the isotopes of hydrogen are one proton and one neutron is deuterium. One proton and two neutrons is called tritium. What is atomic mass? The number below an element's chemical symbol is the atomic mass. Atomic mass is the average mass of all the isotopes of an element. The atomic mass takes into account how often the isotopes are found. For chlorine, the atomic mass is 35.45 U. The letter U stands for atomic mass unit, the unit of measure for atomic mass. Picture this, left column, page 64. Read a table. How many neutrons does chlorine 37 have? Picture this. Number 6, understanding figures. What is the mass number of the hydrogen isotope deuterium? And also, I didn't read the one picture for the isotopes of hydrogen. The first one is one proton and zero neutrons. That's called protium. Page 65, classification of elements. The elements are divided into three classes or categories, metals, metalloids, and nonmetals. The elements in each category have similar properties. What are some properties of metals? Metals are elements that have a shiny or metallic appearance and are good conductors of heat and electricity. All metals except mercury are solids at room temperature. Metals also are malleable. Malleable means they can be bent and pounded into shapes. Metals are ductile. Ductile means they can be stretched into wires without breaking. Gold, silver, iron, copper, and lead are examples of metals. Most of the elements in the periodic table are metals. What are some properties of nonmetals? Nonmetals are elements that usually look dull and are poor conductors of heat and electricity. They are brittle, which means they cannot change shape easily without breaking. You cannot stretch or bend brittle materials. Many nonmetals are gases at room temperature. Nonmetals are important to life. Look at the figure. More than 97% of your body is made of different nonmetals. Examples of nonmetals include chlorine, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Most of the elements on the right side of the periodic table are nonmetals. And there you see in the little figure, carbon is 18.5%, calcium 1.5%, nitrogen 3.2%, hydrogen 9.5%, other elements 2.3%, and oxygen 65%. What are some properties of metalloids? Metalloids are elements that have properties of both metals and nonmetals. All metalloids are solids at room temperature. Some metalloids are shiny. Many metalloids can conduct heat and electricity, but not as well as metals can. On the periodic table, metalloids are found between metals and nonmetals. Silicon is an example of a metalloid. It is used in electronic circuits in computers and televisions. In the foldables, page 65, go ahead and make this foldable. It should be one that can help you a lot. Make the foldable below to help you understand how metals, metalloids, and nonmetals are like and how they're different. The reading check. Conclude. Most of the elements in the periodic table are metals. Is this sentence true or false? Circle your answer. Picture this. Number 8. Which nonmetal is found the most in your body? Page 66. After you read the mini glossary. Atomic mass, the average mass of all the isotopes of an element. Atomic number, the number of protons in the nucleus of each atom of an element. Element, matter made of only one kind of atom. Isotope, atoms of the same element that have a different number of neutrons. Mass number, the number of protons plus the number of neutrons in the nucleus of each atom of an element. Metalloids, elements that have properties of both metals and nonmetals. Metals, elements that have a shiny or metallic appearance and are good conductors of heat and electricity. Nonmetals, elements that usually look dull and are poor conductors of heat and electricity. Number one, review the terms and their definitions in the mini glossary. Which two terms describe the numbers that appear in an element square on the periodic table? Complete the table, and that's number two, to identify properties of metals, metalloids, and nonmetals. In the properties column, their appearance, how they look. And you can put that down for the metals, the metalloids, and the nonmetals. Also under properties, ability to conduct heat and electricity, metals, metalloids, nonmetals, and the ability to bend and stretch, the metals, metalloids, and nonmetals. Number three, you were asked to highlight the main ideas under each heading. How did you decide what the main ideas were? That ends section two, The Simplest Matter, from the Reading Essentials booklet.